We have to get these bay doors open.
Do not think to give me instructions, Padawan. You have survived this far by luck alone.
Darth Kratos stalked up the hallway.
The mechanism is damaged. Lieutenant Atomic will either repair it in our absence or widen the existing hole. Failing that, she will exit the ship via the other open bays. That is not our concern. Your priority, and mine, is to stop this ship being turned by the hexes into a weapon.
To the bridge, then?
Said Shigar, swallowing his annoyance at being spoken to like a child.
To the bridge.
They encountered three swarms of hexes on the way. Traveling in groups of six, the droids appeared to be scouring the ship section by section, destroying all evidence of Imperial insignia. The appearance of Darth Kratos and his red blade drove them into an immediate frenzy. On two occasions, Shigar was ignored completely, allowing him to flank the hexes and attack from behind. The element of surprise was working for him for a change, turning an impossible situation into one that was merely difficult. The Sith Lord swept through hexes with little apparent effort, leaving them for Shigar to finish off. The Sith Lord's lightsaber had an unusually long reach, emerging as it did from a collapsible staff of some kind. Darth Kratos also had another weapon that Shigar did not. His lightning was much more powerful than Eldon Axe's efforts, and had an effect similar to the electrified nets Driver had fired at the hexes on Hoth, sending them into paroxysms that left them vulnerable to conventional attack.
The Grand Master has taught you poorly,
Darth Kratos said, observing Shigar's efforts to subdue the last of the hexes.
She allows philosophy of mind to interfere with outcomes in combat. That is how the Sith will triumph over you and your kind in the end. You will hold yourselves back from achieving your true potential.
Shigar blinked sweat out of his eyes. Satil Shan regarded Force Lightning as a pathway to the dark side, and had counseled Shigar many times against its use. Now, though, he could see how Darth Kratos might have a point. He wasn't so naive, however, that he couldn't see where the Sith Lord was going with this.
Save your breath, Darth Kratos. Nothing will tempt me to join you.
The Sith's smile was horribly humorless, even through the glass of his faceplate. The bridge was two levels up, sealed behind thick blast doors that even the hexes were having trouble penetrating. Comms were down again, so there was no way to signal the crew within. Darth Kratos tried overriding the locks, but they had been fused into solid lumps of metal by the hexes' attempts to get in.
Together,
said Shigar, thinking of the huge masses he had seen Jedi Masters move, using nothing but the power of their minds and the Force.
On my command,
agreed the Sith Lord. Operating in tandem, they were able to twist the blast doors aside as though they were made of tinfoil. Shigar considered their cooperation a small moral victory until he broke off the effort and shivered. Something of Darth Kratos had clung to him during the effort. A coldness and a foulness. His fists clenched as he stepped over the buckled metal and onto the bridge. He wanted to strike out at something, but there were no hexes around, just Imperials who were temporarily reprieved. The frightened-looking commander of the transport saluted as Darth Kratos closed on him.
Tell me the drives are locked,
was all the Sith said.
I cannot, my lord. The engine room is not responding. I ordered a maintenance team.
They will already be dead. Stay here. We will have